Twitter account. You regularly use Facebook to keep in touch with people. 10 years today since Facebook first went live from the bedroom of Mark Zuckerberg at Harvard University campus in America. It's grown to 1.23 billion active users worldwide. It's made Mr. Zuckerberg, who's now 29 years of age, by the way, sickeningly rich, one of the richest men in the world. How has it evolved over the last decade? How have businesses embraced it? Shelley Rusland is a director of Social Intelligence, a company based in Pittsford, who help businesses use social media to the full. I guess, Shelley, you could say if it wasn't for Mark Zuckerberg, you wouldn't have a business.
This is true. Yes, definitely.
A decade after it launched, when did businesses first cotton on to it?
Well, Facebook, I was just doing a bit of research last night because I remember when everything started, but from being open to the public was interesting because it was only open to the public from 2006. So it wasn't much longer after that small businesses kind of cottoned on to, well, actually, this is a free way to really communicate with your customers and your audiences.
And what sort of tricks, techniques do you teach businesses about how to get the best out of it?
Oh, goodness. It's the platform, because we're 10 years down now, I mean, the platform in terms of absorption, I know, you've said it's 1.23 billion users. I mean, that means you've got a wider audience now, which means that it's so much harder now to get your content in front of the people you wanted to.
And that's what you mean when you use the word absorption. That's what you mean, getting your message through to people.
Yeah, well, absorption is also in terms of how many people are actually on the platform, who are actually using them.
Right.
So you've got this massive, if you can imagine, a massive ocean, and you're trying to throw a few pieces out there and attract a couple of fish. You know, it's a lot harder nowadays to do. So actually, you've got to start thinking of having a budget for Facebook now as a business.
And offer incentives?
Yes, but I think, again, you've got to be making sure that you're adding value for your audience. So just adding incentives or just trying to sell to them is not necessarily going to keep you in front of them or engaged and keep them loyal to you.
Is there a plus for consumers in using Facebook when looking at businesses?
Yes, I think it depends, because this is the thing with Facebook and any of the social media platforms now. It's really grey, that line, hasn't it, between what's work and what's play. You know, 64% of people sitting in front of TVs now are using social media platforms, you know, whether they're engaging in a discussion that they're directly watching on TV, which, yes, that would be helpful for consumers and businesses, you know, or whether they're just commenting amongst their friends.
And with some TVs, you can be doing all of that at the same time, can't you? You can be watching a programme, or supposedly watching a programme, and communicating with somebody about that programme or about something else via Facebook, Twitter, or whatever.
Yes. And even scary now, you don't even need another device, because I was in one of the big supermarkets the other day, and there was this big TV going, right, okay, this is now, you know, the smart TV generation now, where actually you can do it all on the TV. So you can chat to Twitter, have your Twitter stream in front of you, which would probably annoy me, but you can have it as a channel next to what you're actually physically watching on the TV.
Absolutely.
Almost like a computer.
So tell me about your business. As I say, without Mark Zuckerberg, you probably wouldn't have a business. How many people work for Social Intelligence? Just you?
It's me and my business partner, and then we've got a virtual team. So what I've done is I've sourced people that are a bit more ahead of the game than the UK are. So what we do is they're all virtual. So I've got guys in Australia, some in the US. So what we do is we work as a virtual team.
It started in Harvard, it found its way to Pittsford, now via Shelley Rusland has gone back to the United States. Extraordinary world, Shelley, isn't it?
This is it. It's made us a global community, and that's what I absolutely love. I mean, I went travelling 10 years ago and Facebook wasn't even around then. You know, I went around America. But today, for you to be able to just share something instantly with friends that could be in Melbourne and Sydney and
it's
New York.
It's extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. Shelley, thank you so much for joining us. Good Facebooking.
Yes.
Northamptonshire, home of the Toaster Racecourse, the Steel Bags, and BBC Radio Northampton.
I think I may have just invented a word, Facebooking. I'm sure somebody else did it before me. But how do you use Facebook? Use Facebook this morning and let me know. Facebook.com/BBC Northampton.